You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
In the studio, we've got Roxy, Arlo, and Sammy, who are all part of Miles from Nowhere, having a microphone fight in the corner. Miles from Nowhere is a brand new TV show which is out as of last night. No, today. What day are we? Thursday.
Yes,
today.
It's out now.
On Neon, and it is a really exciting show created by Mohammed Hassan. Kia ora koutou, welcome to the studio. How are you?
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
All right, who wants to give us the synopsis? Tell us a little bit about this show. What's it all about?
The show is about the Muslim community in New Zealand and kind of how the effects of Islamophobia are on the Muslim community. And really, it's a powerful story because it kind of feels like it was something that was in the build-up to the tragic events of the Christchurch shooting. And you know, obviously, the show was done in a lighthearted and comedic way as well, because we feel like that's a way that we deal with our sorrows.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it's very relatable and that people will really enjoy it.
Yeah.
And see a side of the Muslim community that you haven't seen before.
It is. It's a really amazing show. I love it. Massively excited that people can watch it now. And I think you kind of tapped right into the core of it there, which is there's like big stuff that this show is really getting to the heart of, but through this singularly hilarious and heartbreaking like method. With this kind of ensemble cast that you've had as well, it feels like it's really been like a family project almost, like everybody's really wrapped around. Roxy, can you tell us a little bit about the experience of creating this? Because obviously it's Mohammed Hassan, like fabulous writer, poet, excellent person who has created this show. What was the process like?
It was the most enjoyable process I have ever had making anything ever, and it's going to be hard to top it. We came together, and as our community does, to like love and fight and make to the extremes that we do, and it was just such a joy. We like Sammy, Arlo, and I like sublet like someone's house and kind of like went method. We were up till 1 a.m. every night, like rehearsing and like collaborating and being ridiculous and, you know, getting spooked by cats that turned up at our door. And like, it was really...
We got like addicted to each other, right?
Yeah.
Chemically as people, it was weird.
Just hanging out all the time. I was lucky to come and visit you guys on set when you were filming, and it was such a vibe. Like, you know, visiting film sets is always a little like indicator of how much fun people are having is quite often an indicator of how cool the show is going to be.
Oh, yeah.
But it was such a like unbelievably friendly, enjoyable day. Everyone had a smile on their face, even the people who were like frantically doing a bit of costume touch up in the corner. It looked like a really singular energy. It was also at Kelston Mosque, so you filmed in some really interesting locations and got those communities involved as well. What was that process like, Arlo, having people from like the congregation show up and be part of it?
It was blessed. It was really nice. I think that they were more maybe excited than I anticipated, you know, like I forget how much like everyone's a little kid, right? Like we all just want to do cool stuff.
And filming TV is objectively cool.
Even if
it's your day job, it's a cool thing.
It makes you feel cool. But as a loser, I can attest to how much cooler I feel, less loser. But they were like super open, super generous and super curious, and they wanted to help in any way they could. And
I actually have an amazing story about that day with Sammy. I will never forget this for the rest of my life. It was like Friday prayer, so in one half of the mosque there were people were praying, and we were trying to like navigate, you know, shooting around it, and it was just actually really lovely to be in that moment together. This little boy creeps out and like looks around the corner and sees Sammy like in all his glory, like, and then Sammy just looks at him and goes, "My brother," like just in character pretty much. And this little kid looked at Sammy like he was an actual superhero, and he came over, got photos, and I was just like, that I think for me was one of the biggest penny drop moments of like, damn, this is real.
That's such a cool thing. And obviously that's not like what you're setting out to do. You're setting out to tell a specific story, which sort of is about Saeed, who is a bit hopeless. I'm looking at you, Arlo. This is your character. You know, he's a little bit hopeless. He's trying to be a musician. He's also like heartbroken recently. You know, your character, Roxy's broken his heart. He's got his life in a little bit of a mess. And he sort of through a comedy of errors makes friends with an SIS agent who's tasked with surveilling the mosque. So the premise is kind of wild, but also very relatable, but also not wild because it comes from a lot of like work that Mo's been doing into understanding the way that mosques have been surveilled in New Zealand, the way the Islamic community's been approached by the government here. It's quite a lot to carry through one character. Yeah. How did you approach doing that, Arlo?
First off, you've talked about the show better than anyone I know. Like, honestly,
you guys
not just us, like
week.
Everybody
don't
we
worry.
Talk to. Beautifully articulated. I don't know if there's, if I can really contribute anything to that. What was the question again? That
was what
so
was
beautiful.
It like to try and step into Saeed? Because he's got a lot as a character.
It was good. It was good. I feel like my job was quite obvious in that I just had to be quite anchored so that everybody else could like be colorful around me and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I just showed up and whatever everyone else was doing that day, I'd sort of do the opposite.
Right.
So in a way, I think it was a character constructed by like, you know, like that whole death by a thousand cuts. It felt like a person who was made by a thousand choices or a thousand decisions. And then it just, when you zoom out, he's kind of just like white noise. I think, you know, he's going through it as we all do. He's got a malaise. He's really lost. He's really like existentially like...
in the pits.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, it ended up being maybe the most boring performance of all time.
I feel
but
like you're
purpose,
selling it.
On purpose.
Nah, it's not a boring performance. I feel like I know what you're saying about that, but it's a really strong anchor is the right word for the show. And then you guys get to come in as these sort of friends and like creators around him almost, like anchoring that. What was for you two some of the touchstones you were leaning on for your own kind of performances?
I must say first, though, Arlo was not just a leader for the show, but a leader off the stage as well. Like, he really took care of us and allowed us to, you know, make the choices that we wanted to and allowed us to be big around him and so on. For my character, at least, I felt like, you know, it was really cool playing off of Saeed, who's this, like, really, maybe you'd say, reserved character. And the contrast of playing my character, who's quite loud and...
proud.
And proud, yeah. And unapologetically Muslim,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And I feel like the writing did that for me, but it was also cool to be able to kind of exaggerate a part of myself that I feel like I shared these values with
totally.
The character of Ahmed.
Yeah.
So.
So Sammy essentially is method and just is the character.
I sense there was a little bit
us.
Of that going on for
he's
all of you.
He's doing like an Austin Butler, bro. He's still Elvis.
Still doing the Elvis
still
voice.
Elvis. Yeah.
How about for you, Roxy? Well, how did you approach Marwa? Because she's like got a very interesting role in this as well as someone who's...
as a girl boss.
As a girl boss, yeah. But also I think as someone who's like maybe trying to navigate a lot of complex big personalities her own life.
Again, with these two, it was just like a blessing because all I had to do in on screen and off screen was just manage them.
Yeah.
So, you know, I was getting texts from production like, hey,
where
did
are they?
Arlo bring his guitar today? I'm like, how should I know? So it was just deep method. And like Sammy became a brother and it was just so easy to like act against these guys, like with them. But yeah, I don't know. There's also a really interesting thing where I was like, oh, I don't want to play like a feminist girl boss. I hate that trope, low-key.
Mm-hmm.
But also I think there's so many misconceptions about the faith, about women in the faith, that I kind of see the point of why Marwa is the way she is and why it's important to represent her accurately, because the women in the community are Marwa. They're the strong pillars of the faith and they're the ones like... running after the men and cleaning up sometimes, like especially the sisters and the mothers, like in your families too. So
yeah,
I think it was important to play her like that. But
totally,
yeah, a lot of nagging, which was fun because it's pretty funny.
It is fun to watch. It does feel like infectious as a viewer to watch this show. The energy is so strong. Mo's writing is fantastic, and the whole ensemble really is quite special. So, Miles from Nowhere, that's what we're talking about. Where can people go and watch it?
Well, you can watch it on Neon starting today.
Excellent.
Yeah, stream all episodes.
Hard out. I'm pretty sure that it's been top of Latia, our Viewmaster's list of like must-watch shows for ages. So I know she's going to be coming in and chatting about it tomorrow.
Yes.
Thanks, guys, so much for coming in. You've had a huge week and very grateful for you making the trek up the stairs this morning. Congrats again on a fantastic piece of TV.
Thank you for having
Thank
us.
Thank you.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.